Lake Tanganyika is the sixth largest lake in the world. It borders four countries and has a high economic potential. However, many trade and business opportunities remain unexploited. The Netherlands Enterprise Agency, RVO, commissioned a market study to identify opportunities and challenges to increase trade. Mpulungu Port is about 1,000 kilometers northeast of Lusaka. It provides Zambia access to Lake Tanganyika and the Great Lakes region. The market opportunities offered by Mpulungu Port are the focus of this study. The study complements Dutch support for the maritime sector and agribusiness development in Zambia. Zambia trades with Burundi, the Eastern Congo, and Western Tanzania through Mpulungu Port. The port facilitates goods and passenger flows. The main traded items are bulk goods like cement, sugar, and maize. Opportunities exist to expand these traditional exports, in particular maize. Other opportunities exist in fast-moving consumer goods and in facilitating and formalizing informal trade. Bujumbura Port, at the northern end of the lake, serves as a gateway to Burundi and parts of the Eastern Congo. The challenges confronting trade between Mpulungu and Bujumbura are emblematic of the wider challenges to trade on Lake Tanganyika. These include infrastructure bottlenecks, a lack of market information and awareness, and a lack of regional cooperation. Ngwenya Market in Mpulungu is a thriving market and landing site serving informal traders and entrepreneurs. Informal or small-scale traders face similar challenges as formal or large-scale traders. A specific challenge for them is their reliance on small wooden boats with limited capacity, range, and a poor safety record. They would particularly benefit from modernized transportation services such as a combined cargo or passengers vessel similar to the MV Liemba, allowing traders to travel together with their cargo, or containerization, allowing them to ship small to mid-sized consignments safe and effectively. The Netherlands government is committed to improve trade flows on Lake Tanganyika and increase sustainable economic activities in the region. In order to do so, the Netherlands closely collaborates with the Zambian government and other local stakeholders. Contributions to the rehabilitation and upgrade of Lake Tanganyika ports, specifically at Mpulungu, are currently assessed. At a broader level, interaction between the maritime sectors of both countries takes place within the Zambian-Netherlands maritime platform. The Dutch are also exploring means to establish a strong private sector in the economic hinterland around Mpulungu Port to support future users of the improved infrastructure. Investments in agricultural development and value addition could be a way forward to improve food security in an unstable region. Addressing these challenges will create opportunities for the communities around the lake, strengthen regional trade and integration, and enhance the resilience of a fragile region.